You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hi, Brit.
There she is. Hey.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
What are you doing this weekend?
It's my birthday on Sunday.
It's your birthday. Okay.
It's my birthday.
How old are you going to be?
Oh, I don't want to say.
Oh, come on.
33.
Oh, God.
Oh, you're so ancient.
Oh, no. Here, You'll be dead soon.
Here, I'll play this for you. It's your
birthday. Did you ask for anything special for your birthday?
No, I just want, me and my best friend are going to cook a whole bunch of Chinese food and party at home.
Oh, my God, that sounds tasty.
Oh, wow. Homemade Chinese food.
Oh, yeah. Mm. We've done it before. It's very good.
What do you make your own
fried rice and everything?
Yeah.
Are you doing beef broccoli?
Not beef and broccoli, but sesame chicken, wontons, egg rolls. Yes.
Whoa, your own wontons even?
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Bragger.
This girl knows how to live.
Brag.
Man.
That's why I called.
Yeah, that's awesome. That sounds so good. I love Chinese food. I really do.
Who doesn't love Chinese food?
I don't have it enough.
Yeah, it's so good. You know,
you should learn to make it yourself.
Gretchen makes really good Chinese food. The only dish I ever made all those years as a bachelor, I would make sweet and sour chicken. I have a really good sweet and sour chicken. And I used to tell Jeremy it was one of the only reasons that I had ketchup in my fridge, because I'm not a ketchup guy.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one of the ingredients in meatloaf, and it's one of the ingredients in sweet and sour chicken. So, thus, the Heinz in the fridge.
I feel like that's not traditional, but...
I'm sure it's not.
It sounds like white boy sweet and sour chicken to me.
But you know what? You will find it on Chinese food restaurant menus.
All right.
So it counts.
All right.
Yeah, that's the only one I felt confident. What do you do for a living, Brittany?
I am currently between jobs.
Are you?
What do you want to do?
Medical coding. I'm a certified professional coder through the AAPC.
I feel like you can find a job with that.
Sure.
I have been applying to 30 to 40 jobs every single week since the day after Christmas, and I've had one interview.
Maybe you're just not that good.
Maybe I'm not.
You put in the wrong codes for everything.
Yeah, you're a bad coder.
She just puts in kidney removal code for everything.
For everything, yep.
That's a 423. Yeah. That's a 423. That's a 423.
You're coding challenged. Removal.
Hey, how did you botch the interview?
I didn't botch the interviewer that botched it. He kept me waiting 30 minutes past my scheduled interview.
Oh, and then did you just leave?
Yeah.
You just got pissed and left.
Well, what if that was the job?
Could have been the one.
It was your only interview. You left. What did you have to do? It's not like you had something to do.
But that's rude. 30 minutes.
Well, still.
Wait, I don't want to work for somebody who treats me like that.
Because once you get into that interview after 30 minutes, you're going to be pissy in the interview. You're not going to be yourself. You'll be grumpy.
I can't sit here and wait another minute. I've got to go home and watch television.
No.
I actually had to go to the dentist.
Okay, fair enough.
She had a tooth problem.
Fair enough.
What's the code for that?
423.
423.
I think it's just 420.
420, yeah. Sure. You pothead. You're a pothead.
That's why she's not getting hired. She's a pothead.
Yeah. You smoke pot weed and eat Chinese food all day.
That's right.
Hey,
what a life.
You know what? You couldn't be more delightful. We hope you have a fantastic birthday weekend, okay?
Yeah, happy birthday,
Brit. Thank you. Have a great day, boys.
See you later.
Okay. Oh, wait, should one of us do the two-word birthday song for
it? Uh-oh, did you hang up already?
No.
Whose turn is it?
Let's try to do it together again. Ready? We'll go one,
no,
two,
because we
and
never
it.
Sync up.
No,
properly.
We sync up. I think we can sync up because we sync up with
together.
Winner.
I want you both to do it.
We'll both do it.
Three, two, one, and
happy birthday.
You jacked it up.
Why'd you jack it up?
I'm the one leading. How can I jack it up when I'm the
you
one
jacked
leading?
It up. No, come there's no the lead. Right you go one, two, three together.
How long
there's
have
no
you guys
lead.
Been married again?
Okay, ready? One.
One, two, what? One, two, three.
Let's go three, two, one instead.
That's what I tried to do, and you said I screwed it up.
Well, then let's do one, two, three. One, two, three.
Happy birthday.
You're doing it on purpose.
I'm not. There's a one microsecond delay between
He's
us.
He's doing a happy birthday, Brittany.
Thanks, boys.
I'm going to give you the two-word birthday song.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Ah, see?
Good job. You guys did it.
You go have a great weekend, okay?
Bye, Brittany.
Bye.
Bye, Miss Thing.
It's that millisecond delay.
It's fine. I don't hear it.
Screwing it all up, man. Here's Aaron. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning. How are you both doing?
We're frustrated. How are you?
I'm doing well.
I'm gonna, you know, if things don't improve, I'm going to need a 423.
Drop a kidney. What are you doing this weekend, Aaron?
Not much, but today is actually my son's birthday, and I've always wanted to call in. So
3, 2, 1.
Today was a good day. I know, right? The last call did happen.
We're not going to do it again.
Yeah, we got it out of our system.
I don't want to do it again.
How old is your son?
He's 4.
What's he into these days?
Yeah.
Dinosaurs and Paw Patrol and all that good stuff.
Same. What are the odds?
Mm-hmm. I know.
Is that the theme of the birthday?
Yes.
Dinosaurs eating Paw Patrol.
Yep. Yeah. It's a little violent, but... That's okay. That's what he wanted. So
is that your only child?
I've got another one, an 18-month-old. So,
oh, you're busy.
Oh, boy,
you're a busy guy.
Yep. Keep him busy.
Are you gonna plan on number 3?
My wife's probably listening right now. So
I'll what would she say?
Probably not.
No, you're done.
Does she want another one and you don't, or vice versa?
We always say we've got one in the freezer, so you never know, but chances are low.
You got one in the freezer, Aaron. That's good. That's good. All right. Just waiting.
Good for you.
Next to the Stouffer's mac and cheese.
Hey, so far nobody has asked us a question, have they?
No.
We've done 2 hours worth of No Filter Friday. Nobody's had a question for us. Aaron, do you have one or no?
Let me think of one. If you could drive any car, what would it be?
Oh gosh, buddy, we've both driven so many cars. I've owned like 25 different cars.
What are you gonna pick, Joe?
I'm car shopping right now. Actually, I think I'm gonna stick with a Bronco right now. I want a 4-door Bronco. I've done the sports car thing. I've done all that. I want a Bronco.
I'm going to go one of the Aston Martins.
Oh, that's nice.
Pretty
like
from
a DB9?
Maybe. I'm trying to think of what the one was that was in one of the James Bond movies in the 90s with Pierce Brosnan. I want to say, was that possibly a DB5? Was that even one of their models?
Yeah.
I have to look it up.
If Dom's driving it, if Dom's driving it, the DB stands for douchebag.
Dom bag. I'm a dom bag.
Jeremy should get perfect. A ding for that one.
I should get a ding for that one.
Here, I'll give you a ding.
Thank you.
That was a good one. That was good. Don't encourage him, Aaron. Hey, go have a great weekend. Have fun with your Paw Patrol cake, okay, buddy?
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
All right. See you later.
Thank you for listening. I'm going to have to look up here in a minute which one that is, what car that is. Here's Ann. Ann, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, you.
So glad you called us. What are you doing this weekend?
I don't have plans this weekend, really, but I called to tell you I'm listening from Michigan.
Are you?
And I have grown up listening, not grown up, but most of my adult life, I've listened to you back with Dom and Jane in Denver, and then we moved to Boston, and I still listen to you, and then we moved to Tennessee, and I still listen to you, and now I'm in Michigan, and listening to you, and we're going to move again to Chicago, and I'm going to follow you. I'm
Are you
following wherever I go.
Wow.
Are you running from the law or something?
Sounds like it.
Yes, don't tell anybody my real name.
What's up with all these moves? How come?
Oh, my husband, he kind of is a contractor. He goes into businesses and he kind of fixes them. If they're broken or you're not working properly, he goes in and he fixes them. So we just work until it's fixed and then we find a new job.
What do you think he would do with our show?
With your show? Oh,
yeah. To fix our show, what would he do?
It's perfect. It's perfect. There's nothing to do, nothing to fix on your show.
Really? You like every aspect of it? I find that hard to believe.
Come on, Anne.
Come on. I'm in my fourth state. Come on. I'm listening to you guys. I love you guys.
There's nothing else for you to listen to?
What's wrong with you?
Okay, so right now it's 10 o'clock here, and it's, what, 8 o'clock there?
It is.
I set my timer on my phone to turn you guys on at certain times. At 9:30 here, it's 7:30 there. I listen to Mindbender every day.
You're turning me on right now, Ann.
We're very turned on. Where in Michigan?
I'm in Kalamazoo, Michigan, which is like an hour south of like Grand Rapids area.
Mm-hmm. I lived in Michigan for a couple of years when I was a kid in fifth and sixth grade. I lived up by Alpena in a little town called Oscoda. That's the home of Paul Bunyan, Ann. Oscoda, Michigan.
I drove through that the other day. I did. You look at the Paul Bunyan statue, and there's a big old staircase you can climb up there and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So.
How neat.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where I went to school for a couple of years.
Yay.
Yay.
It's cold here. It's much colder here.
It is.
The lake and everything, it's so much colder than Colorado.
Well, I will tell you this. Chicago is such a fun city. You're going to have a blast in the summer. In winters...
the same thing here.
Of all the places you've moved for your husband's job, what's been your favorite?
You know, I think Boston. I loved it there. It was beautiful. The winters were harsh, but I loved the history, and I loved like the streets. They were just old cow paths that got paved, and they all went every direction.
I'm wondering if I could take the kids now at this point and they'd appreciate some of the history if they're still kind of like
not yet
about it. Probably not. Years. Because, we're kind of waiting to go until they want to do the Freedom Trail and everything out there.
Yeah, I'd wait until they're like high school age.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit later.
Yeah, because I do want them to appreciate the history.
We did the Freedom Trail? Many miles, and it was pouring rain the entire time.
Oh.
And it kind of made it a hoot because we just had these two big umbrellas.
That's kind of fun,
We didn't back off. Like we just did the whole thing in the rain, man.
Did you go to the boat? Is it the Constitution?
The Constitution,
I want to go do that, too.
Yeah, that was lots of fun. That actually, it's selling right now. The Constitution is out on the ocean right now, selling for some special reason. I saw it on the news.
They got it out on the high seas.
Hmm. Yeah,
that's pretty neat.
Like a 200th birthday or something. I don't know, something special.
It's
like
the oldest ship still like registered within the Navy. I think it's still an actual Navy ship for the United
States. They still swab the decks.
They do, yeah.
You know, Anne, you're absolutely terrific. Thank you for listening for so many years. That means the world to us. Do you have a question before you go or no?
Just say hi to my sister in Castle Rock.
Oh,
what's your sister's name?
She's the worst.
No, I don't have a question. No, I'm fine.
What's her first name?
Yeah, what's your sister's name?
Oh, her Amy.
Hi, Amy.
She lives out in Castle Rock.
Oh, I know her. She's a really good kisser.
She's the only Amy in Castle Rock, from what I understand. So.
Probably.
Yep. All right, Amy and Castle Rock. Top of the morning to you.
And have a great day, okay?
Great. Thank you. You guys have a good one, too. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you for listening in multiple states.